Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Emma.
So yesterday we introduced a special Indonesian contest called Banjat Pinang.
Yes, and it is often held on Indonesia's Independence Day, which is August 17th.
In this event in Banjat Pinang, people get a betel nut tree, they cut all the branches off, and put a wooden wheel on top of it.
How did it do that?
I guess they do it before they raise the tree.
Okay, I see. And then they put prizes all over the wooden wheel.
So all people have to do is climb to the top and grab the prizes.
However, the tree trunk is covered in grease, so it's really hard.
The idea probably came from Europe, where greasy pole contests have taken place for years, and was likely introduced to Indonesia by the Dutch, who controlled it until Indonesia became independent.
So some people view this Banjat Pinang as cruel, as people might enjoy watching others climb, fall, and hurt themselves trying to get a prize.
In general, however, most people think it's a bit of fun and also a chance to demonstrate teamwork. We're going to look into the teamwork side of things today, so let's get on with reading the second part of the article.
Reading.
The ups and downs of Banjat Pinang. Climbing up a slippery Banjat Pinang pole is no mean feat. Climbers need to have strong hands, arms, and legs. What's more, the poles are very high, so climbers risk injury if they fall. For these reasons, teamwork is key. The only way to reach the top and get the prizes is to work together. Young men and women climb on one another's shoulders and give each other a helping hand. This way, the prizes are shared between the group. Other groups might try to stop them, though. In the past, prizes for Banjat Pinang included simple items, such as food and clothing. These days, all sorts of things are attached to the wheel at the top. People can win anything from bicycles and household goods to smartphones. Though the poles are usually set up over soft mud or water, falls can still result in broken bones. Still, people are always eager to take part in this traditional game.
So part two of the article begins by saying, climbing up a slippery Banjat Pinang pole is no mean feat. Now, if something is no mean feat, a feat is something you try and do, and no mean feat means it's actually really difficult.
Okay, 如果我们说 something is no mean feat, 意思是那件事情很不简单。Feat 在这里有任务、成就的意思。Mean 在这里是形容词，有平庸的、低微的这样的意思。所以 mean feat 是平庸的作为，那 no mean feat 就是相反的意思，变成并非平庸的作为或者任务，那也就是很困难的意思。And yes, it's really difficult to climb a slippery tree.
It certainly is. The word slippery, S-L-I-P-P-E-R-Y, slippery is an adjective, and it means, or describes something that's either difficult to stand on, move on, or hold because of being either very smooth, wet, icy, greasy, and so on. So a pond covered in ice is slippery, as are roads when it rains a lot, and even your hands if they get covered in soap or grease. Now a bar of soap, that is really slippery.
Yes,
you're always dropping that thing.
And slippery 是形容词，意思是湿滑的。如果物体表面上有冰啊、液体啦、啊、或是油脂啦、啊、青苔啦、啊、那些，它们就会滑滑的。那动词 slip, S-L-I-P, 有滑动的意思。 Okay, the article adds, climbers need to have strong hands, arms, and legs.
Yeah, you would need all three. You'd need to use your legs to pull yourself up the tree. Remember, there are no branches to hold on to. So this event isn't just difficult. It can even be a little dangerous, as the article explains. What's more, the poles are very high, so climbers risk injury if they fall. So we've got a couple of words to look at here, and the first one is risk, R-I-S-K, risk. And here, risk is being used as a verb. To risk something means to be in a situation in which something unpleasant or dangerous could happen to you, and you kind of put after the word risk what you're risking. You can also use risk as a noun, so a risk, when it means something that might not turn out well. It's not certain to succeed.
Risk 当名词是危险、风险的意思。当动词的时候呢，表示冒着点点点的风险。So here we're saying people risk injury.
That's right. As I said, you can modify the verb risk with a noun or noun phrase to show what might happen if things go wrong. So you could say you risk losing money, for example, or that you risk death. Here, the people are risking injury, I-N-J-U-R-Y, injury. An injury is harm or damage to your body, so that could be anything from a small cut to a broken bone. Sports players often get injuries, for example, so they miss games while they recover. In Banjat Binang, the injuries are more likely to be things like broken arms or legs, or maybe something like broken ribs, or even something worse, like a cracked skull.
No.
And when you fall down, you're going to hurt yourself on the floor. It's no joke.
No joke, for sure. And injury 是名词受伤的意思。它的动词是 injure, I-N-J-U-R-E, injure.它的过去分词衍生出来的形容词有 injured, 加 d, 尾巴受伤的这个意思。课文里面说 climbers risk injury if they fall, 表示爬杆子的人都冒着如果掉下来就会受伤的危险来做这件事情。那 if people risk injury,Why do they do it? Are the prices really that good?
Well, the article says that, we'll kind of get onto the prices in a bit, but because of this danger, for these reasons, it says, teamwork is key. So in other words, these climbers, they can't do it alone because doing so is both very difficult and dangerous. So they must work together. They have to use teamwork.And here we're using the word key as an adjective. And here key means of great importance.
Key 在这边是关键的意思。课文说 teamwork is key, 表示团队合作是关键。Here's more on teamwork. The article says the only way to reach the top and get the prizes is to work together.
Okay, that makes sense. You can see kind of why it's a fun game and why everyone wants to get involved because you get your friends and go, okay, guys, this year is going to be our year. We're going to do it. We're going to work together and get the prizes kind of thing.
Right.
Okay, so how do they work together? What do they actually do? We can see that in our next sentence. It says...Young men and women, because both girls and boys play this one, young men and women climb on one another's shoulders and give each other a helping hand. Okay, so I've seen a picture of this. They all sort of like stand together like cheerleaders on top of each other and then kind of pull each other up. So that's why we use the phrase give someone a helping hand. And we've made that today's shortcut for you. So let's listen to a short clip that tells us what the phrase means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you. Okay, here it says, mix the sugar and the eggs together.
What are you doing?
I'm making a cake for Vina's birthday.
Aw, that sounds like fun. What kind of cake?
Chocolate. I have to heat up some chocolate pieces. Do you want to give me a hand?
No. I'm going to keep my hands, thanks. Plus, my hands are kind of dirty right now. I've been in the garden.
I don't want your actual hands. The phrase, give somebody a hand, means to help somebody.
That makes a lot more sense. Give somebody a hand means 帮助某人.
Exactly.
Well, in that case, sure, I can give you a hand.
Just make sure you wash your hands first.
So as we see there, to give someone a helping hand just means simply to help someone out.
Okay. Each other and one another, 中文都是彼此的意思。但 each other 通常用在两人之间的彼此。One another 可以用在两人之间，也可以用在三人以上的状况。那另外 give somebody a hand 是意思是帮助别人家，对不对？那字面上可以说给我一只手 I need a hand 我需要一只手，意思就是我需要帮助的意思。 OK,
so let's get back to the article, which says this way the prizes are shared between the group.
Okay, so like if five people help each other climb, then they might get 6-10 prizes and they all get one, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it kind of works out, so it's not just the one who gets to the top. He says, I got there, I got them, but now we can share these together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all teamwork, however, because as our article says, other groups might try to stop them, though. So instead of one person pushing one, you've got whole groups kind of pushing and shoving and grabbing each other. Now, it's not in a violent way. They're not, like, really trying to hurt each mm-hmm. other, but they're sort of, you know, me first kind of thing in a fun way.
So they're trying to climb the same pole.
Exactly.
Oh,
I think
see.
They're trying to climb the same pole. Maybe sometimes there's more than one, so different groups can try sort of thing. One for the younger kids, one for the older kids. I'm not quite sure, but certainly, you know, a group might try and go, okay, we'll just push you down a bit and I'll get to the top first.
Oh, I see. Next, we go on to talk about the prizes in this contest. The article says, in the past, prizes for a bunch of Binan included simple items such as food and clothing.
Okay, so let's talk about a few words in that sentence. The first one is the noun item, I-T-E-M, item. An item is an individual thing. Now, it's often one of several things in a group or on a list. Basically, an item can be anything at all.
Hmm.
It all depends on the situation or context. So here, by item, we mean the things on top of the wheel. We could also talk about items on a shopping list, which is all the things you need to buy. Hmm. Items in a suitcase, so all the things you need to pack for a vacation, and more.
Item 的意思有很多，那以上下文意的不同呢，可以有不同的解释。它可以是项目，可以是物件等等的意思，但是它基本上指的是一个独立的物品。
So here, the items include food and also clothing.
Yeah, these were the kind of things people could win in the past, maybe just a bit of food or something nice to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So here we're talking about clothing, C-L-O-T-H-I-N-G, clothing. And it means clothes, basically, the things that people wear to cover their bodies. Now, it's what's called a mass noun, okay? That means we use it to mean all kinds of different clothes. It can mean lots and lots of things, but it can't be a plural. So don't say clothings, okay? Leave that S off and just say clothing.
Hmm.
We can modify the word with nouns or adjectives, so we could talk about warm clothing, formal clothing, which is like suits and stuff, children's clothing, men and women's clothing, and so on.
Clothing 是衣服、服装的总称，是一个集合名词，要以单数做处理，它没有复数型。另外，女装、男装呢，我们就可以说 women's clothing and men's clothing。记得这边 women 跟 men 要用复数的那个 women 跟 men， OK？ 这个字从布料 cloth， C L O T H cloth 来的。布料的复数呢，字尾加 e s 变成了衣服，但是它念 clothes， 这样就可以了。
Yeah, exactly. I have heard a lot of students, they say clothes. Yeah, that's one thing we always try to stop. It's clothes, not clothes.
It's clothes. Okay. 好，接下来。So, those were the prizes in the past. What about now?
Well, the article says, these days, all sorts of things are attached to the wheel at the top.The word attached just means connected in some way. Now, in this case, it's a physical way. So if two things are attached, they're joined together somehow, like the prizes to a wheel. We could also talk about files or photos being attached to an email, for example.
These days, 意思是现在、现今。动词 attach 是附加、粘住的意思。我们常在 email 里面用的附件呢叫做 attachment, 在字尾加上 ment, attachment。把档案附加在 email 里面我们可以用动词 attach 来表达比如说 I have attached the file in this email for your reference. 我已经把档案附加在 email 里给你参考了。And next, the article says,People can win anything from bicycles and household goods to smartphones.
So household means things to do with or used in the house, while goods, which is always plural with that S, means just anything you can buy, sell or own.
Household 当形容词有居家的、生活起居的意思。Goods 字尾一定有 S, 它是名词，是货物的意思。Household goods 就有居家用品的意思。课文这边说 from bicycles and household goods to smartphones 表示从点点点到点点点这个范围内的东西都有。Next, the article says, though the poles are usually set up over soft mud or water, falls can still result in broken bones.
Okay, well, it's nice that they try to make sure no one gets hurt playing this game. But as we said earlier when we talked about injuries, falling down from a high place can still result in or cause broken bones.
Result in 是导致某件事情发生的意思。这里 result 是动词。Result in 也可以用 cause 或是 lead to 替换使用。Despite this, the article says...Still, people are always eager to take part in this traditional game.
That's right. Now, to take part in something just means to join in or do that thing. We also saw the word traditional, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-A-L, traditional, which means based on a way of thinking, behaving, or doing something that's been used by the people in a particular group or family or even a society for a long time. So we could talk about traditional food and clothing, traditional stories and ceremonies, anything that a group of people or a culture has been doing for some time. Now, some things can become traditional fairly quickly if they're popular. So you might do something one year, think that's great, we'll do it again next year, and all of a sudden, it's traditional.
Right. And take part in something 是参加某样活动的意思。也可以说 participate in something. 形容词 traditional 意思是传统的。它从名词 tradition, 传统这个字来的。只要把尾巴的 AL 去掉就好了。And we've come to the end of the article. So now it's time for today's For You Chat question.
So today's question is, are you good at working on a team? Describe a time when you have achieved something as part of a team. So here, when you answer, don't just say yes or no. Prove it. Come up with an example.
Okay, I try my best. I prefer to work individually.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can be a good interpreter when it comes to teamwork.
Okay. Have you got an example?
Yes, of course. Here at AMC, I help coordinate the team through communication and make sure that all the team members are on the same page and towards the same direction.
Okay, very good. Now, I'm also fine with working by myself as an individual. But I would say I'm pretty good at group stuff, and I will use as my example my experience in theatre.
Mm.
I've been doing plays and shows since I was about 15 years old,
right.
And so every time it involves working in a group,
mm-hmm.
and when you're doing that kind of thing, you're under a lot of pressure, so you've
right.
got to make sure you don't make anybody upset, you try to help everybody when you can,
right.
So
that everyone is happy.
Exactly, and there's a good show, and I would say I've got a fairly good reputation amongst people I've worked with for, like, yeah, if Pat's in a show, you know, he'll do his part and he'll help other people and he'll give good ideas. He won't let anyone down, you know.
Right.
So it's good to have him in the group,
in
that
the
sort
group.
Of thing.
So are you a people person?
I would say yes when I need to be. I'm happy to be by myself, but I'm fine with working as a group doing something like that.
Hmm.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening and join us again next time. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Emma.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The ups and downs of Punjat Pingnang. Climbing up a slippery Punjat Pingnang pole is no mean feat. Climbers need to have strong hands, arms, and legs. What's more, the poles are very high, so climbers risk injury if they fall. For these reasons, teamwork is key. The only way to reach the top and get the prizes is to work together. Young men and women climb on one another's shoulders and give each other a helping hand. This way, the prizes are shared between the group. Other groups might try to stop them, though. In the past, prizes for Punjat Pingnang included simple items, such as food and clothing. These days, all sorts of things are attached to the wheel at the top. People can win anything from bicycles and household goods to smartphones. Though the poles are usually set up over soft mud or water, falls can still result in broken bones. Still, people are always eager to take part in this traditional game.
Vocabulary Review.
Slippery. Be careful. I just mopped the floor, so it's a little slippery. Risk. The ship's captain will not risk setting sail in this storm. Injury. The football player suffered a minor injury and had to miss a couple of games. Item. The kids found several strange items in the basement of the old house. Clothing. Brad made sure to pack lots of warm clothing before he went on his skiing trip. Traditional.
This TV cooking program shows people how to make some traditional dishes in a modern way.